Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to be doing a deep dive into something that I think is super relevant to you guys as online English learners.
Yeah, definitely.
And that is, we're going to be looking at Academia BSB.
Oh, cool.
Which is an online English school.
What?
And I think what's so fascinating about them is they're really emphasizing clear communication.
Yes.
So it's not just about, you know, like learning all this vocabulary and all this grammar.
Right.
It's like, okay, how do we actually take that and communicate clearly
right.
so that we're understood?
And that's something that really stood out to me as well. When I was looking at Academia BSD, they have this really interesting section in their class notes called speaking training.
Yeah. Tell me about this speaking training. What is that?
Well, it's really cool because they create custom texts.
Oh, wow.
That are designed to address your specific pronunciation challenges.
So, okay. They create these custom texts.
Right.
But what do students actually do with them?
Well, first, you would read the text to get a sense of the meaning and identify any words you might be struggling with.
Right.
And then you check the pronunciation of those tricky words using resources like the Oxford Dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
And then, and this is, I think, the really cool part, you record yourself reading the text and send it to your teacher for feedback.
I love that. And they use WhatsApp.
Yes.
For this feedback loop.
Right.
Which is so convenient.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, I mean, how many times have you had to wait days or even weeks to get feedback on a speaking assignment? It kills your motivation.
Yeah.
So I think this is such a smart use of technology.
It is.
To make the learning process so much more dynamic and engaging.
Yeah. And they have different colored WhatsApp logos, too.
Oh, that's interesting.
So that the students immediately know who is providing the feedback.
I see.
So, like, if it's their assigned teacher, it's blue. If it's another teacher providing feedback or somebody else on the team, it's red.
That's clever, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's those little details that show how much thought they put into making it, like, a really user-friendly experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And the feedback itself is really detailed and specific. Mm-hmm. They don't just say, oh, you mispronounced this word. They actually give you guidance on how to correct it. Sometimes even using phonetic transcriptions in your native language.
It's like having a pronunciation coach right in your pocket.
Exactly.
Right. And so you mentioned that the texts are custom designed.
Yes.
So how does that actually work?
So during your lessons, the teacher will be listening closely to your pronunciation and identifying any recurring challenges you might have.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be anything from specific sounds you're struggling with to issues with intonation or rhythm or whatever it might be.
Yeah. And as somebody who's been teaching English as, you know, as a career for, I don't know how many years now, but a lot of years, like everybody has their own unique challenges.
Absolutely.
It's not a one size fits all approach.
Yeah. No, not at all. So once the teacher has identified those challenges, they create a text that specifically targets those areas.
Okay.
So, for example, let's say you're having trouble with the this sound, which is notoriously difficult for many English learners.
Oh, my goodness.
The teacher might create a text that includes a lot of words with that sound, and that will give you ample opportunity to practice and get feedback.
Yes, and it's not just about repeating the fifth sound over and over again.
Yeah.
It's like they're really breaking it down.
Yeah, exactly. They will explain the correct tongue placement, airflow, all those nuances that make a big difference.
Right. And, you know, it's like having a master code breaker helping you unlock the secrets to clear pronunciation.
Yeah.
I think this personalized approach is key.
Absolutely. And I think it's so important.
You know, it reminds me of a time when I was working with a student who had a really thick accent.
Let me guess, you have a story about this.
Well, of course I do. But seriously, this student was really struggling to be understood, even though his grammar and vocabulary were excellent.
Wow.
We spent a lot of time working on specific sounds and intonation patterns, and the transformation was incredible. He went from being barely understandable to sounding, you know, confident and fluent.
That's amazing. That's what it's all about. And that's what I appreciate about Academia BSB's approach.
Yeah.
They're not just throwing information at students and hoping for the best. They're really taking the time to understand each student's individual needs and tailoring the learning experience accordingly.
Yeah. And they're using technology to make it so much more accessible and convenient.
Right. I mean, think about it. You can get personalized pronunciation feedback from a qualified teacher anytime, anywhere.
It's incredible.
Just using your phone.
It's revolutionary, really.
It is.
I remember when I first started learning Spanish.
Oh, here we go again. another story.
It's relevant, I promise. But back then, there was nothing like this.
Right.
I had to rely on like clunky cassette tapes and textbooks.
Huh.
And it was so much harder to get personalized feedback and to practice speaking in a natural way.
I can imagine.
So we've talked about the custom texts and we've talked about the WhatsApp feedback loop.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another element to their approach that we need to dive into.
Okay.
And that's the smart study section of their class notes.
Oh, yes. Tell me about that.
This is where they provide students with all sorts of practical advice and resources to help them improve their pronunciation outside of the classroom.
It's like a treasure trove of tips and tricks.
Yeah, it is.
Do they actually give specific examples?
They do.
Interesting.
Like, for example, they have a step-by-step guide on how to use online dictionaries like Oxford to look up the pronunciation of words you're unsure about.
I love that. That's great.
And they go beyond that. They encourage students to really listen to the different pronunciations.
Right.
Like pay attention to those subtle differences in the sounds and then to practice saying those words themselves.
Yes.
And they even share helpful podcasts with their students.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Podcasts are such a fantastic way to immerse yourself in the language, you know?
Yeah.
And to improve your listening comprehension, which in turn helps with your pronunciation and your fluency.
It's all about creating a holistic learning experience.
Yes.
They're not just focusing on one aspect of language.
Yeah.
They're helping students develop their skills across the board.
You know, it reminds me of a time when I was traveling in.
Oh, no, not another travel story. We'll save those for part two.
Okay, fair enough.
Fair enough. Okay, no more travel stories for now. But actually, that does remind me of another point I wanted to make about Academia BSB's approach.
Mm-hmm.
They really emphasize that communication goes beyond just knowing the language.
Right.
It's about being able to use it effectively in real-world situations.
And that's huge, right?
It is huge.
I mean, what's the point of learning all this vocabulary and grammar if you can't actually, hold a conversation or order a coffee or
or travel to a different country and actually use the language.
Yeah.
So that's why they focus so much on things like fluency, coherence, even cultural awareness.
Yeah.
It's not just about saying the right words. It's about understanding the nuances of communication and being able to adapt to different contexts.
It's like you could have perfect pronunciation and grammar, but if you're not paying attention to the social cues, the cultural norms, you could still end up like
totally miscommunicating. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like that time I was traveling in Japan and I accidentally offended someone by, well, let's just say I made a cultural faux pas I won't soon forget. Yeah. It was a good reminder that communication is about so much more than just words.
Oh, I bet you have some good stories about that.
Oh, so many.
Maybe we can swap travel tales later. But for now, let's get back to Academia BSB.
Okay.
How do they actually help students develop these really important communication skills?
Well, they really encourage students to practice speaking as much as possible, both inside and outside of the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And they provide them with the tools and the support they need to feel confident doing so.
Right. Like the speaking training we were talking about.
Exactly. Like recording yourself, reading those custom texts and getting feedback on your pronunciation.
Yeah. You know, and speaking of practicing out loud.
Yeah.
I've always been a big believer in the power of reading aloud.
Me too.
Even if you're not reading to someone else, just hearing yourself say the words out loud can really help to solidify your pronunciation and your fluency.
Absolutely. I completely agree. It's like giving your mouth a workout.
Mm-hmm.
It forces you to slow down and really pay attention to the sounds you're making.
Yeah, it's funny you should mention that because I actually used to have a student who, you guessed it, another story. But this student was really struggling with her pronunciation.
Okay.
And she was so self-conscious about it that she would barely speak in class.
Oh, yeah. I've had students like that.
Yeah. And it's so frustrating for them.
It is. It's frustrating for the teacher, too.
I know, because you want to help them.
Right.
But they're so afraid of making mistakes that they hold themselves back.
Mm-hmm.
So with this particular student, I encouraged her to start reading aloud for at least 15 minutes every day.
Okay.
Anything she was interested in, like books, articles, even just random snippets from the internet.
Yeah.
And at first, she was really hesitant.
Mm-hmm.
But after a few weeks, I started to notice a huge difference in her pronunciation and her confidence.
That's fantastic. It just goes to show that even small, consistent efforts can make a big difference.
Yes.
And it's so important to find ways to make practicing speaking enjoyable so it doesn't feel like a chore.
And that's why I think Academia BSB's approach is so clever.
Mm-hmm.
They found a way to make practicing pronunciation fun and engaging by using technology and personalized feedback.
Absolutely. And they don't stop there.
Right.
They also encourage students to use online resources like the Oxford Dictionary to listen to different pronunciations, to practice challenging sounds, to expand their vocabulary.
Yeah, speaking of the Oxford Dictionary, I remember when I was... Oh, wait, I promise no more stories for now.
Okay.
But seriously, that dictionary is a lifesaver.
It is. It is a great resource.
I use it all the time, even as a native English speaker.
Mm-hmm.
There are always new words to discover, nuances to explore.
It's a treasure trove of language.
It is.
And Academia BSB really encourages students to take advantage of all the amazing resources that are available online.
Yeah.
They even share helpful podcasts with their students to further support their pronunciation development.
You know, we've been talking a lot about pronunciation.
Yeah.
But it's important to remember that clear communication
right.
is about more than just saying words correctly.
Mm-hmm.
It's also about using the right words in the right context.
Yes.
And that's where vocabulary and grammar come in.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Academia BSB doesn't neglect those aspects either.
Yeah.
They provide students with a solid foundation in English grammar and vocabulary, and they encourage them to use those skills in meaningful ways.
It's like building a house.
Yeah.
You need a strong foundation to support everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And that foundation is made up of grammar, vocabulary, and pronunciation.
Exactly. But just like a house needs walls and a roof and all the other finishing touches,
right.
effective communication requires fluency, coherence, and cultural awareness.
It's all about putting those building blocks together in a way that creates a beautiful and functional structure.
Yes.
And Academia BSB helps students do just that.
Yeah.
By providing them with the tools, the guidance, the support they need to become confident and effective communicators.
You know, it's inspiring to see an online English school that's so dedicated to helping its students achieve real-world fluency. It's not just about passing tests or memorizing vocabulary. It's about giving them the skills to connect with the world around them.
Well said.
Yeah.
And their motto really sums it all up perfectly. It's not only about the language, it's all about communication. But before we wrap things up, I have one more story to share.
Oh, no. Here we go again. All right. Let's hear it, but keep it short.
Okay. Okay, so this story isn't about a specific student, but more about why clear communication is so important, no matter what language you speak, you know. A few years back, I was working on this big project with a team from all over the world.
Oh, wow.
And we were communicating mostly through emails and video calls. And let me tell you.
Yeah.
Things got messy fast.
I can only imagine. I mean, in those kinds of collaborative environments, even small misunderstandings can snowball into major issues.
Exactly. And it wasn't even just about language barriers, although those were definitely present. It was also about different communication styles, cultural nuances, and sometimes just plain old unclear writing.
Right.
I remember one email thread that went on for days because we were all interpreting the instructions differently.
Oh, that sounds painful. Did you ever manage to get everyone on the same page?
Eventually.
Yeah.
But it took a lot of patience, clarification, and probably a few extra gray hairs. It made me realize that clear communication is a skill you have to actively work on,
mm-hmm.
no matter how fluent you are in a language.
So true. And it's not something you can just master overnight. It's an ongoing process of learning, adapting, and being mindful of how your message is being received.
You know, that whole experience really made me appreciate the emphasis that Academia BSB puts on those subtle but crucial aspects of communication. It's not just about grammar and vocabulary. It's about understanding your audience, being concise, and knowing how to convey your message effectively.
It's like they're giving their students a toolkit for navigating the complexities of real-world communication, which is so valuable, especially in our increasingly globalized world.
Yeah. Think back to that project, and we'd all had some of the training that Academia BSB offers. Like, those communication breakdowns could have been avoided. Mm. We would have been more aware of potential pitfalls and better equipped to handle those tricky cross-cultural interactions.
It's like they're not just teaching English, they're teaching diplomacy.
Yes.
And those skills are applicable in so many areas of life, from personal relationships to professional success.
You know, it's fascinating how something that we often take for granted, like communication, can be broken down and analyzed in such a systematic way.
Mm-hmm.
And Academia BSB has really done their homework
mm-hmm.
in terms of understanding the nuances and the challenges of effective communication.
It's clear that they're not just passionate about teaching English. They're passionate about empowering their students to communicate confidently and connect with the world around them.
And what's really cool is that they're using technology to make this kind of high-quality instruction accessible to anyone, anywhere.
Right.
It's no longer about being limited by geography or traditional classroom settings.
It's democratizing language learning in a really powerful way. And it's exciting to think about the impact this could have, not just for individual learners, but for fostering greater understanding and connection across cultures.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It makes you realize that learning a language isn't just about acquiring knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
It's about opening up a world of possibilities for communication, connection, and personal growth.
Well said. And it all comes back to that brilliant motto we mentioned earlier. It's not only about the language, it's all about communication. It's a simple statement, but it really encapsulates the heart of what Academia BSB is all about.
So to all of our listeners out there, whether you're just starting your English learning journey or you're already a seasoned speaker, remember that clear communication is a skill that you can always continue to refine and improve.
And don't be afraid to experiment, practice, and even make mistakes along the way. That's how we learn and grow. And who knows, maybe someday we'll be swapping travel stories with you in fluent English.
That's a wrap on another deep dive. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration of knowledge and ideas.
This podcast was created by Academia BSB's team to help students out with remembering, retaining, retrieving, mirroring, practicing, and building up their own communication style. Visit our online platform and stay connected with your progress. Academia BSB, it's not only about the language, it's about communication.